Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Buffalo, New York area blizzard has claimed more lives. This is Mayor Byron Brown.
The death toll in the city of Buffalo has risen to 14 confirmed dead. We unfortunately expect that number to continue to rise.
Officials have confirmed at least seven more deaths in the area. More than 2 feet of snow officially fallen, but blowing and drifting snow has blocked homes and roadways, making it almost impossible for people to leave their homes and for help to get to those who need it. The power is slowly coming back on in places like Roanoke, Virginia, but some people won't get it back until tomorrow night there. Here's WDBJ-TV's Patsy Montesinos.
Appalachian Power spokesperson said wind gusts prevented them from restoring power.
It seemed like every time we restored 100 people, we lose 300.
The group is still assessing the damage in Roanoke County.
How many poles do we need? Do we need to bring in additional tree crews? How much wire do we need?
Police say blackouts in western Washington state weren't related to weather, but rather due to break-ins at three power substations in the Tacoma area. Crystal Lyons lives in Pierce County, Washington.
I try to calm my nerves by saying maybe this is the new egging of houses or TPing trees, although it's very extreme.
Russia claims Ukraine is the aggressor in the latest incident between the two countries. CBS's Tanya Rivero.
Russia's military says it shot down a Ukrainian drone over an airbase deep inside Russia overnight, and three Russian soldiers were killed by falling debris. The reported attack is the second this month aimed at that base. A Ukrainian Air Force spokesman says these are the consequences of Russian aggression.
And China continues to stake its claim on Taiwan. CBS's Tom Foti.
In its loudest rattling of military hardware since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which it really did not like, China sent more than 70 planes and seven ships toward the island it considers a breakaway territory of its own. China also makes clear it doesn't like the recently passed U.S. money bill calling for greater security cooperation between the U.S. and Taiwan.
The House Capitol Insurrection Report is apparently a bestseller. CBS's Christopher Cruz is in Washington.
Two editions of the report are at number 2 and 3 in Amazon's top 30. Because it's a government document, it's not copyrighted. So whatever other expenses publishers have, they don't have to pay the author. The more than 800-page document can be published by anyone. Don't want to buy it from a commercial publisher? Like just about any other government report, you can read it free on a number of government and media websites.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from, in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America, always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You're wished a happy holiday. The special kind that brings pleasant hours and a joyful heart and so many lovely things. you're also wished much happiness through every future day. May all the very nicest and the best things come your way. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours happy holidays. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 14. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 1 below. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 20. Overcast Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s, chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 5 above.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, I've already got the right Christmas gift for Connor.
You're getting me a gift?
Did you have some coal?
No.
Oh,
man.
Wow. I that's exactly what I deserve, probably.
Wouldn't you want the Donald Trump cards?
Some Donald Trump trading card superhero.
Oh my goodness, the super new Donald Trump trading card.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
So listen, $100 a piece.
I've got some.
Yeah. Hey. I only have the Ronald Reagan ones. I haven't gotten the Trump yet.
So help me understand, man, because they're not real cards.
Oh.
They're... What are they?
They're virtual?
Yeah, they're virtual. What does that mean?
I don't know exactly. I guess you can look at them on your computer.
It means Trump's running out of money to print some real cards and distribute them.
So you can only see them on...
Yeah, but my understanding is that the... He used the bodies of superheroes, and he implanted his head on the superheroes, I believe. And so the people who own the trademark for those superheroes are going to be lining up to sue him for the fruits.
Oh, Trump's being sued?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen, yeah.
Well, I've never heard of that happening before, neither.
No, well, Trump's been the object of a number of lawsuits, right? He's
Well, that's the reason he created the trading cards.
Yeah, he creates... His ability, he really is like the Ringling Brothers kind of thing. I mean, if there's money to be had in any situation, he figures out how. He announces that he has a big announcement, people thinking that it might actually be something that mattered somehow to something. And his big announcement was that he had these trading cards available for $100 a pop. You don't even get bubble gum with them. I mean... Usually trading cards, you know, baseball, man. They came with some bubble gum.
Yeah, they're $100 a pop.
We live in a world where 8 Donald Trump trading cards cost as much as your average cost of rent.
And the thing is...
Maybe there'll be cryptocurrency. You can start using these cards as a cryptocurrency. They're probably worth about as much as the ether cryptocurrency is now.
And I'll bet you Lou has a bunch of them. But...
Well, you know, I want just one thing. I think that Rocky from Madison is right. That I think that fear-mongering is what has driven lots of people into the corner that I think Lou is in terms of how his outlook about things. That, you know, when you're frightened, you go into a cave and your back's against the wall and you're angry and worried about everything that's happening. And I want to come up with a compassionate rationale for behavior that is so isolating and so... you know, the fact is that the discussion that we had there suggested that there was one rule set, the rule of law applied to conservatives but did not apply to liberals. That liberals, in his view, were breaking the rule of law somehow by, I guess, following laws. And for instance, the January 6th insurrection was clearly a violation of the rule of law, but there were those who were carrying it out who thought that they had law on their side because they were fighting to save America from itself.
Let me ask you, Sandy, about people being frightened, because, you know, there are all sorts of reasons to be frightened. I'm going to catch COVID. I'm going to catch the flu. Somebody's going to carjack me. Somebody's going to break into my house.
Right.
There are a multitude of reasons. If you want to live your life fearful, there's a billion different ways. I'm going to contract cancer. I'm not going to live my life out. I'm going to die from food poisoning. I'm going to get killed on my job. Somebody from the border is going to come in and they're going to put fentanyl in my coffee cup. How can you protect people from their own fears?
Well, you can't necessarily protect them from them, but I think there are those out there who are stoking the fears, fanning the flames of fear for the purpose of then bearing the intellectual, the cognitive side of the brain, and speaking to the emotional side of the brain, and lining people up. And that's what politics in many respects has become, particularly from the right, where there is a great deal of fear fanning fear flame fanning. And some of it has bled over into tribalism, into racism, and some of it might be that the fears line up with tribalism. You know, if you can persuade yourself that you need to be afraid of someone who doesn't look like you, it might justify in your mind that the feelings you have that relate to your tribalistic feelings.
And those things might have, and they did exist before Trump, but clearly Trump came in and exacerbated all of that.
Well, but Trump is now gone, but
he's left. You say the vestiges of it is
but the vestiges remain, and so we have apparently massively more anti-Semitism ongoing. We seem to have the dog whistle of racism is now audible. It used to be, imperceptible, like a dog whistle. You can't hear it. Now we can hear it and see it, and so our society is breaking down based on all of this fear that's been fanned and is causing us to point fingers at one another as being the cause for whatever problems we've identified. And, we've got to find a way to speak to Lou, and Lou's got to find a way to speak to us, because otherwise we're going to end up, at gunpoint with one another, which is not where society can go.
Well, the Lou's of the world and people like him have armed themselves heavily, and their answer to this is not to talk it out. Their answer is to wave their automatic weapons.
Well, I hope that isn't the case with Lou, and I hope that isn't the case that we actually come to. But there's no question that society is moving in the direction of making that altogether more probable. January 6th wasn't just an isolated incident. Clearly, it was something that can happen, will happen again, if we don't change the flavor of what's going on in our social discourse.
But we're still at a point where there are people 2 years later. Two years later, who are still saying that what has happened to the January 6th, the riots, the people who did that, and that those people have been mistreated in some way, shape, or form.
Well, Donald Trump has said if he gets elected, he'll pardon all of them. I mean, we've gotten in our country to the point where this kind of discussion can be ongoing, this sort of flagrant discussion about which laws ought to be honored and which laws can be disobeyed. It's the notion of rampant civil disobedience, and not only that, but violence as a replacement to civil disobedience in the face of essentially good laws and bad laws. And One of the reasons that I've talked about earlier, one of the reasons we've gotten here, I think, is the breakdown in norms. We can't operate in a society which is strictly based on constant enforcement of laws. We have to operate in a society where law has to be flexed only infrequently. Law is there as a set of parameters in which we all live peacefully and comfortably, and the law only gets flexed infrequently. If the law has to get flexed all the time, then you end up in a circumstance in which the law doesn't work any longer.
So I will say this. You and I have been around a little while, Sandy. We've seen others, and we've seen other Republican leaders. We've never seen one like Donald Trump. And as a person who was at one of Donald Trump's rallies, I've seen with my own eyes what happens there, right? And I was at one of the rallies for about, I don't know, I think it might have been for 3 or 4 hours. I saw what Donald Trump did and what he said. And so Donald Trump has been the impetus for all this hatred because, you know, like I said, it might have been there before, Sandy, but it wasn't overt.
Right.
Donald Trump made it okay. And even to this day, even as you hear people say from the right, we want Trumpism still. We want that to remain. Some of those on the right who don't agree with the folk who are MAGA still, they still agree with Trumpism. They just don't agree with Trump.
Well, maybe I think they don't agree with the blowback that Trump has been getting, possibly, or it's not clear what they don't agree with. But it's just a breakdown in the social discourse that occurs in America, and it's a breakdown that is related to this belief that the other side is an enemy who will tear down America. And be honest with you, we think that way too. I mean, we're talking about the right and Lou as being a dangerous group of people. They sort of demonstrated a physical danger, at least the people who agreed with those on January 6th. That did appear to be a dangerous course that was being carried out physically. I think the danger that is predicted from the right to the left is more of sort of an ideological political danger that somehow Democrats in control will change the laws, which incidentally is a lawful mechanism for changing things, that Democrats in control will change the laws in an unfortunate and dangerous way for America. And so it's an interesting twist on the law that somehow the right needs to keep the Democrats from getting control, because when they get control, they're going to use legal mechanisms to change things in a way that they think are troublesome.
But Sandy, and you're 100% correct, but it can't be equal, because on the one hand, yes, Democrats are looking to do it legally, but on the other side, the people waving the weapons and saying, hey, we're not going to accept the outcomes of these things. They're not the same as the people who are saying we want to change the laws legally. There's a major difference in the two.
Well, I know, and that's why we've got to start talking about laws again and changing and being in a position to deal with the need for changes in laws. And I think the reason we've gotten to this frustrated point is
excuse me,
is gridlock. We've got political gridlock, we've got polarization, we've got dysfunction, and the dysfunctionalism has become quite extreme.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The government is not going to be overthrown by its by the American citizens.
Right.
To see it.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, try to help me understand. If and when we ever get past Donald Trump, will we ever? Because I'm saying that we're never going to. He's never going to shut up. Even if he doesn't get the nomination, he's always going to be on the periphery. And that 30% or 35% of the people are always going to be with him. So I don't know if he doesn't get the nomination, he will destroy the Republican Party. There's no question about that. And so, you know, the people who still support Donald Trump, he's now finally going to talk with the Jewish community, who have now raised some ire about him having the conversations with the guy who and the other guy who came and had dinner with him that he claimed he didn't know. Well, look how long that's been, and now he's finally saying, "Oh, I think I better go talk to the Jewish community." So now he's going to talk to the Jewish community. But clearly, he's not so far gone that he didn't realize, hey, I better go and have a conversation with the Jewish community, because what he's doing and what he's done and what he's standing for, a blind person could see, Sandy.
You mean the terms of tribalism?
And, yes. And,
yeah, well, certainly, surely. Although, you know, he did curry lots of favor with the with Israel and with a lot of the Jewish community based on his move of the embassy to Jerusalem and a bunch of, you know, and actually it's true. When I was in Israel, it was clear that he was a very popular figure in Israel based on how steadfast he was about all of that,
right,
which was clearly all based on some politics domestically. But, you know, we have serious issues in America that relate to the nature of our discourse. And the fact is that I think we've got a very willful group of people who, for instance, the whole notion, the Trump notion that the election was fraudulently stolen from him, when you cut through all the talk like that, you realize that all of that talk only means that from that, his standpoint, too many people voted, unlike that voted against him. Too many liberals voted. That when too many liberals vote, the election is essentially fraudulent, can't be tolerated, we have to overturn it. And I think a great deal of people, number of people who came to the January 6th uprising would tell you privately that, yeah, they think that undoubtedly the Democrats won the hardcore election, but because there was possibly a right under a misread constitution for the vice president to overturn the election results and pick a Republican rather than a Democratic president meant that it should get done because the will of the people should not be honored because it was so important that a Democrat not get put into office. And this is this fear that Lou expresses, which is this fear of the other side taking control. And what we have is essentially an increasingly minority, and by that I mean numerous-wise, right. not ethnic
right.
party, that an increasingly small minority feels a need to keep a grip on the national politics for fear of the danger that is posed by the other side enacting laws that would be contrary to what they want.
For the life of me, Sandy, I don't understand why the majority should bend over backwards if they had righteousness on their side and was right. I would say yes. But right's nowhere near what they're saying. There is no right in anything they're saying.
I know. And my fear and pessimism is that we've got this increasingly sort of tribalistic, fearful situation ongoing in the country with a headcount that is a minority wanting to maintain control for fear that the majority, in their mind, the rabble, will take control of their democracy. And they're willing to give up democracy in order to avoid having that outcome. And that is really what we're talking about. Trump is not a democratic figure. He's a populist autocrat. And there are many people who think it's worth their while to give up democracy in order to avoid having the control of that democracy ceded to this other group.
Sandy,
we have to find a way to bridge that, because if we don't, and if we end up with violence, we will end up with a very, very chaotic situation. America's grip on moderation and America's grip on equilibrium in our society is not as firm as we might think.
Sandy, it's not their democracy, it's our democracy.
Exactly.
So when you place ownership, individual ownership on democracy, this is what leads to this. Well, because democracy includes all of us.
Well, it was the problem after the French Revolution when they thought the rabble had gotten control, the democratic rabble were going to take control and enact laws which were anathema to another group. That's what's happening now, and that's a danger that we need to try and short circuit, because the end result of that, if it isn't short circuited, is violence.
Well, I can say this. The FBI right now sees that. There's no question about it. Publicly, they're talking about it.
And incidentally, the right wing is busily trying to degrade and put into disrepute the FBI.
Right.
The FBI is an organ of this deep state government that is the danger. The State Department, deep state government, the secret, the CIA,
gotta
deep
take
state.
A break. Hang on, we'll be right back. See you, Tom. Be right there.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Badgers.
Under pressure, down he goes.
The Cowboys.
Tightrope to sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
They win the game. They are bowl eligible, and they keep the Freedom Trophy.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Catch all the postseason action right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
I can taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know I'm Mr. Still
inside. Linda and the Zeros.
It's too hot. Oh.
Groove Machine. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season and throughout the coming year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours season's greetings. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy holidays.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 14. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 1 below. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 20. Overcast Wednesday with highs in the mid-30s, chance for mixed precipitation Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 5 above.
Only CJ, because he's hurt. His feelings have really been hurt.
Why?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas is the same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Greg from Waukesha. Hey, Greg. How you doing? What do you say?
Hey, Earl. Hey, Sandy. Hey, I, too, am worried about a lot of this Trump tribalism. And, you know, one group of people, and Earl, you know that I'm totally blind from birth. And yes. One group of people I think Trump needs to apologize to is definitely the disabled you know, community. And I worry about, you know, this tribalism causing factions and even civil stuff to break out, as we've already seen. And I just that's something I worry about. So I just wanted to get your comments on that. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Greg, man, it's good hearing from you, man. We go way back, right?
Yeah, we do.
It's good
to
know you're still around, man.
I was having some health problems for a while, but Earl, we need to reconnect.
Hey, Greg, leave your number with Connor, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll catch up. All right. Thank you, Greg. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, go ahead. I don't know. Tom, are you there? I don't know. So anyway,
I think there's a strategy that happens, especially. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Earl?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Tom. Go ahead. Tom. All right, have him.
Earl, can you hear me?
Tom, can you hear us now? All right, have him call back. So anyway, Sandy, we're at this point.
That was like a Verizon ad.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But at some point in time, Sandy, people are going to have to get over it, right? Won't they have to get over it?
Well, you know, unfortunately, this problem resurfaces every century, maybe even every decade. I mean, this is embedded in us as humans, and it's one of those human impulses that needs to be arrested. And so the problem is when you stop arresting it and start promoting it, it surfaces in some ugly ways. I mean, you can go back through the history of mankind and find ugly occurrences regularly occurring. And so, does it have to go away? No, unfortunately, it doesn't have to go away. Does it need to go away? Absolutely. And those of us who are responsible human beings ought to be working our hardest to arrest this human impulse and replace it with the goodness that resides in us, you know, instead of trying to surface Satan.
Tom, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Earl?
Yes.
All right. So there is a strategy, I think, that the GOP does use, and it's setting the expectations very low. So Donald Trump, just as an example, came out and said negative things about Jewish people. So therefore, everyone is very, very much in an uproar. Well, if he comes back and talks to them or whatever, then people won't remember the stuff that truly was in his heart, which was the hatred for a group of people. Instead, they'll say, yeah, but did you hear what he said after that? He actually said, you know, that he really liked Jewish people, or he really liked, you know, gay people. But it's this, the thing of false expectations in sales it's done, but it's basically where you set the bar so low. So therefore, when they go and do anything that's above it, it's like Tucker Carlson can say something every day that is so low and so bad, but the moment he says something that might be like, oh yeah, I can see that, or wow, Tucker, yeah, apologize for that. Whereas a person that's always at the level of being a honest person and a person that is more grounded, that person, for some reason, has to stand to the higher angels that we have all the time. So Barack Obama, if he says something negative, the right will be like, oh, my God, he said this negative thing, and this is the way it always is, and that's the way it is.
Let me ask you. You are a admitted LGBTQ person.
Yep.
And so when there are people who dislike and hate LGBTQ people, are you forgiving of them, or do you try to convince them that maybe,
honestly,
you're fair? I mean, that's not right for them to judge you.
No. Honestly, when everyone said that, I say, wow, you know what? You've just missed out on meeting a really, really incredible person. It's your loss. And I really feel sorry for you because you probably would have been furthered in your. I don't look at it as a victim. I look at it as they are the victim. I'm not a victim. So therefore, you know, if they don't like me because of my orientation, I really feel bad for them because I could have met a really nice person.
And you are, you know, that's Tom's way of looking at it. But clearly there are other LGBTQ people, because, I mean, I know I got a brother. Who don't see it from that perspective.
Exactly. I mean, I, like I said, I've never been a victim. I've tried to never be a victim. In fact, you know, that's one of my pet peeves is when people act as victims because I think they take away their power and they don't have a thing. But I do know that there are many people in our community that are actually, just from the get-go, people pleasers because of the fact that they don't want that one piece of information about them to be something where someone's going to hate them. I have... I had that before where I have asked some people, why would you hate me if I, you know, told you something about myself? Sometimes I do that more on their level, on their side, because I'm trying to win them over in an argument. But a lot of gay people feel that way. They feel like there's something wrong with them, and they feel like there's something bad about them. So therefore, they're, you know, they play a little bit more victim.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
I do think, Tom, the first part of what Tom had to say, the earlier part of his discussion about how the standards and expectations, I think it's true that people will be looked at for the way that they act that is inconsistent with their norm, okay? So when Tucker Norm is a bad guy, you know, speaks in some reprehensible way in some people's mind day after day after day, and then says something that's really good in far as they're concerned, they'll magnify what's good about what they said. And if someone who's, on the other hand, commits an error in the other direction, people will focus on the error. So I think people end up focusing on the kind of conduct which is the exception to the rule, which ends up disfavoring people who go the straight and narrow, and then suddenly deviate from the straight and narrow in some fashion, and that gets magnified. Donald Trump has lived off the straight and narrow his entire life, okay, in almost every conceivable way, financially, business-wise, personally, everything about him. But all he has to do is say something that sounds like he's on the straight and narrow every once in a while, and people say, see, he's an okay guy.
So let me ask you, Sandy, because you've been around great business minds and businessmen who've done some great things, and I'm sure they look at a guy like Donald Trump and he talks about how great a businessman he is and he's been, and he puffs out his chest and I'm the greatest businessman ever. And then you look at his business record, and you say, hey, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, I think when his tax returns become public, which I'm confident will happen before the new session of the legislature, that Congress only needs to have them a couple of weeks during this period of Democratic control, when they will, I'm sure, find a way to figure out a way to discuss what's in there. And I'm pretty sure that those taxes will reveal the fact that Donald Trump is not a great businessman. Well, and Donald Trump is not the successful guy that he's always said he was. And, you know, one of the things I remember reading, that he had a lawyer call University of Pennsylvania and ask University, well, is there any way that the University of Pennsylvania would ever reveal the transcript from a student at the University of Pennsylvania? Could it ever happen? And they said, no, it would never happen. And from that day forward, Donald Trump ran around and said he graduated top in his class from the University of Pennsylvania, which was very, very, very far from the truth.
You know, I'm looking at today's paper. Trump encourages supporters to dismiss any news about his taxes.
Yeah, he's ready for that shoe to fall.
So that just, I mean, that's what you just said.
Yep.
You know, it's the truth is getting ready to come out, and it's not going to matter to that 30-some-odd percent. And he really, that's his lifeline, right?
Yep.
Though everybody else, nothing that he says.
Well, his lifeline is the people who will buy his trading cards. It's the people who gave $250 million to what became his PAC in the name of forming a defense fund after the January 6th situation and after the election was lost. And he said it was a fraudulent election and he needed to develop money to fight the fraud. You know, he got $250 million. None of it went to fight the fraud. It all went into a PAC, which, of course, he can drain money from himself.
We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about Donald Trump since his election loss. And I remember 2 years ago saying to you, I was not going to spend a lot of time talking about Donald Trump, and we have not.
No.
Am I right? 2 years ago. We have not spent a lot of time.
Today the world is going to do it again because this committee is going to come out with its hearing and report today. So I guess I don't think we'll be piling on too much by having a brief conversation.
And that's why I'm saying we're going to have a brief conversation about, let's go. Speaking conjuring up people, CJ from Stoughton. Good morning, CJ. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to, first off, you don't spend a lot of time on Donald Trump.
We don't.
Really?
We don't. It's been 2 years.
Why don't you use the same criteria to evaluate the history of the big guy? Because
who's the big guy?
He's talking about Biden.
Oh.
Talking about
and the mere fact that Sandy has to explain that to you, Earl, is the fact that the Hunter Biden story is now true, right? The laptop is
some
true.
Some of us don't give a rip about the Hunter Biden story.
Oh, you really don't. You don't care that our president is bought and paid for by China. By China.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure that the Hunter Biden laptop is a demonstrable proof that he was bought and paid for by China.
He's
never talked to his son about his China dealings.
Wait a minute, though. We should talk about Kushner's over $1 billion deal with Saudi Arabia.
You're going to deflect again.
No, I'm not deflecting.
Here we go with the deflection.
No, I'm not. This is not a deflection. This is like tit for tat. I mean... Washington is filled with
here's
the unclean.
The thing, Sandy. And here's the thing. I want both families held accountable.
Yeah, I do too.
You don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
You don't.
No, how do you know? I just said I did. Am I lying?
You deflect. Now it's Kushner.
No, I'm not deflecting. If you want both families held accountable, then why? I just think that everyone ought to be held accountable to the rule of law. I'm all for the rule of law being...
Really? Oh, my God. The hypocrisy that comes out of your mouth, Sandy, blows me away.
You know, one thing, CJ, is that you really should learn to have respectful conversations with people. You should. And, you know...
As you guys call me before I ever call.
CJ, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Currently, it's 10 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Daryl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams and CJ. Go ahead.
Well, wait. Now, CJ, I had a question for you, because rather than us waving our arms at one another about whether or not Hunter Biden and Joe Biden ought to be investigated, and what the conclusions would be, and whether Kushner and whatever, all of that is out there. But regardless of what you say, I definitely want justice to prevail. And if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden whoever did anything illegal, it ought to be pursued. And whether or not it wasn't pursued because of the influence that was exerted, I don't know, but I won't take. We don't really know. I don't know. I wasn't a part of it. And whether it was exerted or not, here's my question for you, CJ. Are you willing to talk about something that actually matters to the American people? Last week, I spent some time talking about the middle-income family. I don't know if you were listening to the show, and set out the budget.
I tried to call.
Okay. All right. We would have taken your call.
You asked me to call, and I tried. I never got through.
Oh, okay, because I definitely would have taken your call.
But that's not true.
We didn't see the call. The 64,000, the family in Wisconsin that has a median income with two breadwinners of $63,000, who faces the expenses I identified, which I got from what I found to be, I went to neutral sources, and those seem to be the best kind of numbers, suggested that that family, after spending $67,000, still had not bought food, clothes, had not owned an automobile, was way short of being able to make it. And what is it that we ought to be doing in America to solve that problem? Because the middle-class family is no longer receiving its benefits at work through its employer that they were receiving before, where they received pension and where they received health care. And the middle-class family in America, when you and I were growing up, involved one breadwinner, not two, with a stay-at-home parent, so daycare was not required. Today's middle-income family involves two breadwinners. So the whole situation has changed. And do you think that the government needs to do anything to address that issue, or how do you think that family's problem should be dealt with?
Well, first off, the Democrat Party was warned that their policies of spending was going to cause inflation, and it did. And it hurts the lower-income people more than anybody. And that's the reason.
We did have this conversation, CJ, and this problem with their budget and the shortfall existed long before Biden stepped into office. It existed throughout the Trump administration.
It sure hurts more, though, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if it hurt. Yeah, it might hurt. It might hurt more.
People can't afford to buy houses. They can't afford to buy cars.
My question is not who shot John. My question is, should the government be going forward, do anything about it? If your party, which at whatever it is, I suspect it's Republican based on your conversation. If your party,
I'm libertarian, actually.
Okay, well, I probably am too. If the party that you would want to have in office took control, do you think that there ought to be government policies put in place to deal with this problem the family has, or how will they deal with it in the future, independent from inflation, okay, independent from that exacerbating influence? How do they deal with the problem? Because the problem really relates as much as anything to the cost of daycare, the cost of health care, and the inability to save money.
I don't believe the government should be the safety net for every family. I think it should be the parents and the family responsibility, first off, to take care of themselves, not for, like your party wants to dump, including this student forgiveness, unconstitutional forgiveness program that is going to cause more inflation.
Okay, well,
all it is buying votes. Sandy, okay. It's all about buying votes.
CJ, just
you can't argue with Santa.
Slow down. You're
so we're you want I just the government to pay for my child.
I just want to stay on the track. The reason
you want the government to pay for my child care.
Well,
that's a bunch of crap, Sandy.
Well, how does the family know?
Why should I have to pay
for
someone else who took out a loan to go to school? And I didn't take that loan out. Why should I have to pay it?
Okay, we've jumped the track from the conversation that we were having.
Yeah, because
which
you
is,
just want to deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
You're never do this to any other callers, Sandy. You only do this to me.
You're a victim.
And that's because you end up name-calling me and demeaning me.
Well,
but it doesn't change the facts that this president and is causing us to, in a world situation, down a nuclear war situation.
Okay, all right.
We're less safe and less prosperous with a Democrat in office.
CJ, first of all, CJ, I don't think I've ever name called you. I don't think I've ever name called anyone, quite frankly. And so, but I'm sorry that you feel the victim.
Earl sure has.
Well, okay, but I'm just talking.
Thank you for the call, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. You know, it's exhaustive when he wants it to be the CJ show, and he wants to control what the conversation is going to be, and it's a reason. That's the reason that he can't get on the other shows, because he wants to control what the conversation is.
Well,
we had a conversation about something completely different. He talks about all around the conversation that we were having, and then points the finger.
Well, I just think that I think this is, we have to find a way for people to be willing to talk about actual problems and not talk about partisan issues and, you know, talk that all about elections and all about finger pointing and who shot John. You know, we should be looking at facts. So, you know, I hope in the future we have callers who would be willing to look at, for instance, that medium income family. Because incidentally, a family that's median income family is a working family. They're not taking handouts. Half of the families in the United States live at or below that level.
So let me say this, because we got to go. We have other callers who stay on the subject all throughout the show. We can't compromise for one guy who doesn't feel that he should have to stay on topic. He just has to understand that. If he can't stay on topic, then we just have to move on. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Sandy. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
If you talk and they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear
you? You can do it. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.